Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin with Eric Bushman. Thousands of veterans can get a jump start on their civilian lives thanks to a job fair that's coming to AT&T Stadium next week. Recruit military is back to North Texas for the annual Dallas Veterans Jobs Fair on April 30th. It's from 8 and 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. It's available for anyone who wore the uniform of our country, as well as their wives and dependents. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Raul Torres. He is the event director for the fair. He is in the KRLD Zoom room. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, David, thank you so much and Eric for having us on. We're very excited to be hosting this event next Thursday, and we can't wait.
Why are events like this important?
So events like these are very important because it gives the military community an opportunity to get in front of companies that want to hire them, right? The companies that attend our events, we have over 75 companies in attendance that are scheduled to attend. They understand the leadership, the work ethic, the accountability, the teamwork, and very importantly, just the ability to work under pressure. That's something that companies understand. That's why they keep coming back to us year after year here in Dallas to hire this demographic, which is the military community.
Do veterans sometimes find it harder than non-veterans to find that job after they are out of the Army or Air Force or what have you, after they're out of the military, or is it the other way around?
Yeah, it can be challenging for a lot of veterans to find opportunities when they transition out of the military. There's a few reasons being, but at the top of the list that I've seen is it's kind of tough to put onto a piece of paper what you've done, what your experience has been, and kind of translate those skills into the civilian terminology and the civilian workforce. And a lot of the times, if they've been in the military for a few years, maybe when they get out, they want to transition into something new. So there are some challenges that veterans face for sure, but that's kind of why we're there to make sure we facilitate these conversations, because a lot of the time the reps, the representatives from these companies that are attending the event, they're veterans themselves, right? So that just kind of leads to what those conversations are going to be and the kind of connections you can make at these events.
What kind of job skills do you glean in the military that can then transition to civilian life that are in some ways better than what a non-military person can bring to a company?
Yeah, so those skills that I mentioned that veterans bring, accountability, leadership, dependability, there's a lot of traits that veterans have that the military community possesses that kind of gives them a leg up, against their civilian counterparts.
Now, I know this from experience because I don't have a family member going through this right now. There are a lot of people who, when they go into the military, once they get through basic training, they are already thinking about life after the military when they decide what job do I want to do while I'm in the service. Do you hear those stories around that time? And if people maybe did not get a job that's going to be more helpful, how do you work with them?
Yeah, absolutely. Something I recommend service members doing is that 1 year out from your end of active duty service date, you start mentally preparing yourself. There's a lot of resources out there. You can get mentorship, for example, from a company called ACP, American Corporate Partners. You can get a mentorship 12 years out. So that way you kind of avoid that super nervous energy trying to figure out what you're going to do, you know, a month, 2 weeks out from your actual date, where you have to go into the real world and find a job. So my recommendation is start as early as you can, making those connections, start networking. But then, you know, if you're getting closer to the date, and you feel like you're not ready, we do have resources on recruitmilitary.com to kind of help along the process, to include federal resume webinars, regular civilian workforce resume webinars. We have LinkedIn masterclasses. We have hire and event preps to kind of get you ready for these in-person events as well. So wherever you are in your journey, we're there for you.
How difficult is it going to be in the future for veterans, especially those that are currently in the military now that haven't necessarily had the experience with artificial intelligence, since AI seems to be taking over so much of the employment world right now?
Yeah, so we do actually at our events, from my experience, from talking with companies, our veterans are interested in AI, they're interested in cyber, they're interested in IT, tech jobs, project management. And we actually do, at 10 a.m., the day of the event on April 30th, we do have an ACI Learning seminar dedicated to those specific topics. So that's something you're interested in, and you're going to be at the event, and you're trying to figure out a way to maneuver and kind of get certifications. ACI Learning Seminar is going to be the process for you.
For those who are going to be going to the event, what do they need to be doing to prepare? What do they have, or what should they have with them? And what questions should they be prepared to answer?
Yeah, so if you're preparing to come to the event, hey, charge your phone prior. We do have a check-in process with the QR code. Companies will be scanning that QR code, which in turn will lead to the recruit military profile, the resume you've uploaded, your job interests, et cetera. So just come in with a great attitude, come in ready to network, be ready to tell your story, because you are the person that knows what your experience is and how to best tell it.
One last question for you. Can you think of a story or two of someone that went to one of these fairs and just landed an incredible gig?
100%. I mean, there's a few too many to count, but there is a real opportunity that you're going to come into our event. And if you do your due diligence and kind of work the room, instead of just talking to one or two employers, you kind of go around, get a feel for what you want to do. There's a very good opportunity, because I've seen it. You land either an interview on site, or maybe a scheduled interview for, soon after the event. Or I've seen offers right on the spot after a conversation. So that is a very real opportunity.
That is Raul Torres from Recruit Military for the Dallas Veterans Job Fair. Raul, thank you so much for the time.
David, Eric, thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a great rest of your day.